Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Pacifica National Board's Personnel Committee meeting. It is Wednesday, April 25th, and the meeting is now called to order. Madam Secretary Teresa Allen, could you kindly call the roll?
All right. Teresa Allen is present. Wesley Bethune?
Here.
Thank you. Ania Bediako?
Present.
Thank you. Kathy Davis? I'm not hearing Kathy. Lydia Brazon?
Here.
Thank you. Ali Lexa? I'm not hearing Ali. Marcel Reed?
Teresa, Ali asked for an excused absence unless he manages to get on. He had a conflicting committee.
All right. Okay. Marcel Reed?
Here.
Thank you, Marcel. Andrea?
Turner. Here.
Thank you. Afia Wangaza?
Here.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Here.
Thank you. Madam Chair?
Thank you. Okay, so there are 8 out of 10, so we have quorum. Okay. For those listening on the stream and for our secretary, the first item is called to order and roll call, 1 minute, which you just did. So item number 2, approval of agenda, 3 minutes. Item 3, personnel committee chair and secretary election results, 1 minute. 4, approval of minutes. 5, evaluation and searches for IPD review, 10 minutes. 6, reports from 4 working groups, 10 minutes each, 40 minutes. 7, review action items, 5 minutes. 8, rescheduling meeting day, 5 minutes. 9, adjourn to executive session at 9:45. Okay. Is there any amendments to the agenda? Go ahead. Did I hear someone? Or that was just background noise. I have something, if no one else has. I would like to make the adjournment to executive session time certain for 9:45. I'm having surgery and I need to be up early, actually. So if folks don't mind.
Yeah, that's fine.
Hearing no,
there's no objection. This is Tracy. I have a question, though.
Go ahead.
Regarding the executive session agenda, I asked a question regarding the redundancy of a motion and haven't received an answer, so I'm just asking whether procedurally that can be addressed here or if we can at least agree to address it at the beginning of the closed session.
When we get to the closed session.
Okay.
Is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
I so moved.
This is Andrea.
Okay.
Andrea moves that we approve the agenda.
Okay.
As amended.
Any objections? Okay, hearing none. All righty. So now we're at item 3, the permanent chair and secretary, Teresa and I. Teresa, the secretary, and I, Nia Bediako. Is a permanent chair. And thanks to those of you who supported that, and it is hoped that we work effectively and respectfully with everyone, which I know we will. This committee worked very well last year, and I have all confidence that we will again. So thank you for that. And that's it. Now, the approval of minutes, 5 minutes. I read what Teresa sent out, which I also sent out again, and everything seemed fine to me. Did everyone else read it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So could I get a motion to approve the minutes? Yeah, Teresa is very good. Actually, she's excellent with the minutes. She always sends them out right away.
So moved.
Okay.
Andrea.
Any objection? I guess it's unanimous approval. Okay. Thank you. Moving right along to item number 5.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I just want to note thanks to Teresa for getting the minutes out so fast and prompt.
Yes. Did you hear that, Teresa?
Yep. I only hope I can do it this time, but my computer doesn't seem to be cooperating.
Okay. Well, it will. We will pray for it, that it will start working again. The next item is evaluation and searches for ITB review. This was an item, I think, brought by Ali and Lydia. And Lydia, you're by your lonesome. Would you like to address that? There are 10 minutes.
Can you repeat that?
It's the item evaluation and searches for IPD review. I took it.
Oh, no. I am going to probably send this as the questions to Arlene on Saturday. And that'll give me time to review it because Ali and I haven't had time to go over the whole list. But more importantly, I haven't received anything from any other members of the committees as to questions. For example, some of them, although I did have some input from Arlene, and so some of those questions are going to be posed to HR as well. And so if you have any questions, because each of our stations are involved in IPD searches, but we have different dynamics going on, so if different questions emerge regarding that so that we can, you know, just do it all at once and just send one query to HR. And before I send it, I'll send it to the full committee as well.
Okay.
Not for discussion. These are all questions that most of them have already been discussed. Most of them come out of discussions with Ali, and he approved all the questions. But, you know, I've thought of one or two afterwards. So.
Okay. Just recapitulate. So you will be basically working on this week. I think you should probably give us a deadline as to when you would like to get information from us.
That's what I said, Saturday.
Oh, you want information from us by Saturday. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. Pardon. Okay.
Yes.
So Saturday
okay.
is May 5th. So by Saturday,
yes.
May 5th, we need to get to Lydia and
May
Ali.
May 5th?
Yes. No, is it May 5th? It is
the
May 5th, right?
No, it's not May 5th.
The 28th.
I'm sorry.
April
28th, yeah.
Well, actually, I'm going to be pulling it together on Saturday, so if you can get it to me before then, it would be good, but Saturday is still okay.
Okay. So April 28th. Sorry, Teresa. I don't mean to confuse our scribe there.
Okay.
My eyes are jumping off. Okay.
Hi,
alrighty.
This is Kathy.
Pardon?
It's Kathy just dialing in.
Oh, hi, Kathy. Okay, welcome. So that's it for that. The next item is, are you just in time, Kathy? Reports from 4 working groups, 10 minutes each. And the first working group, that's with you and Lydia, that's create standardized self-evaluations for all levels of staff, and that's Lydia and Kathy. And you guys have 10 minutes, so who would like to go first?
Well, I think Kathy. I have. Kathy, did you want to go?
Yeah, sure. I don't
okay.
think I need 10 minutes.
No.
Yeah. Well, actually, I've been searching for different models to look at, and I this week sent Lydia the evaluation that I got from our general manager, and it's a performance evaluation form. It's it's quite long. It's about 11 pages long, and it has like some introduction pages, but it's really, we haven't had a chance to go through it and sort of develop it into something that can be used for various levels of staff. This particular form is really meant as a management form. And what it does is it kind of asks people to set up their to really look at their overall performance. And what I like about the form is that it sort of guides people to stay on track. So, and it asks them to evaluate various aspects of their performance. And the one that I got has the one that he actually filled out. So it really allows a person to look at themselves honestly, because it is a self-evaluation, and it allows them to look at the areas where they're strong and where they're weaker. And it also allows the person to set up goals for the next year. So it's a way of really keeping track of what's being accomplished and what needs to be done. And, you know, being a person who actually works in a staff position, I actually, as I was going through it, found it very useful. I mean, I would even want to do this myself, because what happens when you're doing your work at the stations, it becomes consuming, and it's hard to pull out of the whole fundraising, because so much energy goes into that, and it's very easy to lose track of what you're trying to accomplish, what you actually really want to accomplish. And I think that this particular form allows people to honestly look at their job and see where they're at, but it also helps to look at where you might need assistance, where you might need staffing, or, you know, it allows you to look at what the real problems might be, not that you're not doing your job, but you're able to really see where you have to put your attention to improve. So I think that it's a very useful form, and I'm hoping that when we have more time to look at it, we can isolate aspects of it and adjust it for the different positions. So that's really as far as we've gotten. I haven't sent it to the full committee because Lydia and I haven't really had a chance to read through it and discuss it yet.
And we also had received a self-evaluation process that the general manager at KPFK had also used. So, you know, we can borrow things from both, and then absolutely modify it. For example, one of the questions, I don't know if we're going to use it, but as an example, that one can use is, how do you think you're doing, right, you the staff person, in relation to whatever, how do you rate yourself, for example, on a certain task? And these the categories were wonderful because they laid out everything that you would be involved in at the station. But then how do you think your supervisor, for example, would rate you? And if there's a discrepancy, you can explain, because, for example, you might feel, well, you know, I do all this stuff, but my supervisor is never present at that time when I'm doing it. So he's not, he or she is not privy to everything that I do. You know, all of those, there's so many aspects that can go into a self-evaluation that can help to inform the evaluation. It's something that I had not given sufficient thought to until Kathy and I embarked on this, as a matter of fact. So it'll take some time. It's just a matter of just working and pulling the different elements from the forms and incorporating our various thoughts, and then we'll send something out to the committee.
Okay. Thank you, Lydia and Kathy. Do you, just one question. We have 4 minutes and 30 seconds left. Do you think we could have that maybe a week before the next meeting in May?
Maybe like an early draft.
Yeah.
It would still probably be in a rough draft form, because this was like what Bertold sent us was very lengthy. It was much lengthier than the KPFK one. And so we want to incorporate those categories, because I think that it did cover every aspect, right, of the workplace. And then, but at the same time, then you have to modify and, you know, not only to the individual stations, but to everything from put yourself in the shoes of a staff person, which.
Yeah. Is, I think one of the things that we're going to have to do is to get job descriptions from the various stations and adapt it according to the job descriptions as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good. Are there any questions from the members on the committee?
This is Teresa. I would like to ask what specifically you want me to report for this working group.
The working group is working.
Working group is being whipped up. It's work in progress. There are no motions or anything yet. They just say, I think what you could put in, Teresa, is that we have a deadline of the 28th for, let's go back, what you have for the other things, right? Before April 28th, you have that deadline? I assume you do because you didn't ask any questions about that item. I'm going way back now. Do you have that?
Yes.
Okay.
You mean you're talking about the deadline from the evaluation and searches for the IPD review? John, about
that's correct.
Okay, great. So you have that. So for
for this, it's a goal is to present the committee with our preliminary rough draft or thoughts of, you know, where we are before we meet the next time so people can know, can have a point of reference. Right, Kathy, you think?
Yeah.
Okay. I like to put a date on it. I'm just a little anal like that. So we will be meeting on the 23rd. So we want to say, let's say maybe May 16th.
I'm sorry, what was that?
May 16th. I like to put dates on things. May 16th?
Well, no.
Maybe?
No. I would say by Monday the 21st, which gives us that weekend to.
Okay.
This week, it's not going to be in a final form, so there's no reason for you to have to need it for a full week. It's just going to be some preliminary things that you can peruse, and then that gives you time to email, not email, to bring up the questions at the meeting.
Okay. There's one thing you said was 11 pages, but it's your work group, so if you think the 21st is good, then I will go along with that.
It's not going to be 11 pages. We're just saying that what we were given in terms of the management review, which we can take just the categories out of and work with from there.
Okay. So, okay. Teresa, we would say May 21st that Lydia and Kathy will get a rough draft to us.
Okay.
Oh, there.
Is that okay, Kathy?
Yeah, I think that will work.
I mean, we'll send you whatever we have at that juncture. That's. I don't want to overpromise or undercommit. So that's my happy medium.
Not a problem. All right. Any other questions from any of the other members? Okay. Great. Work group number two is Marcel. Into me, and we're to collaborate with Governance Committee to recreate and possibly redo Foundation's organizational chart in compliance with the bylaws. Marcel, would you like to go? Would you like to give the report from us? I'm sorry, that's my timer. Okay. Marcel? Marcel, you there?
I'm sorry, I was on mute.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. We have collected most of the org charts I know that we have from W, and Nia and I plan to put it all together and then approach the governance committee to make sure that our org charts are in alignment with our governance, with our bylaws. So we've got buy-in from most of the stations. The last org chart we received was from KPFT in Texas.
Say that again. You mean have you received the one from KPFT? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. We're missing WBAIs. I know Bertho is busy fundraising, but that's the one outstanding one that we have. I'll try to contact him again to see where he is on that. And, you know, so let's say it's really hard to even put a deadline on this, but as soon as we get them, then, of course, we will come to the personnel committee and then we will go to governance. But right now, we're still waiting on WBAIs. Oh, Kathy? Kathy?
Yeah?
But could you kindly tomorrow just remind Berthold to please send that to me since you'll be on the premises with him?
What is he supposed to send again?
The WBAI's org chart.
Work chart?
Organizational chart.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Any questions? Or can we move on?
So what we have to report is that we have all but WBAI, and what's going to happen? What is the committee going to do now?
Well, what Marcel and I are going to do, we're going to make sure that they are in compliance with the org charts. For example, if we see where the business manager is reporting to, I don't know, let's say.
Okay.
Just a stretch. You want to make, you know, fix those. It doesn't look like so far we have any issues with any of them. I know one station redid theirs. I want to say the wrong station, so since I can't remember, Marcel, I won't say who it is. But so far, they look, just based on my recollection of the bylaws, they seem to be compliant.
Okay.
I'm waiting for WBAIs. Okay?
Okay.
The next one is we have Wesley. Wait a minute. This one says here. Look at process for determining merit raises, cost of living raises. Teresa Allen, Weston Bethune, Kathy Davis, Lydia Brazon, including comparative analysis of union and non-union staff, and that's Wesley and Lydia. So.
This is Lydia. Yeah, we haven't met. I had some concerns about having having working groups where they're not streamed, right? But the chair of the governance committee feels there's no problem with it, so I'm not going to press it. I still have some PPP meeting requirement concerns about these things, but. So we haven't met yet, but that doesn't mean that I haven't looked at certain things, right? And I know that there were some emails questioning where this is going. We did not propose an end solution. Like, we didn't say, oh, we're looking at this so everybody can get raises or anything of the sort. The point is to be able to look at what we're doing, make sure people are getting living wages, right, which is certainly the progressive position. But also, is it you limit it to the scope of the region and so forth, because the metric that we use for our management positions have been those real-world metrics. For example, when I was on the search committee for ED, not for Arlene, but prior to that, and before we did any advertising, we went to sites like PayScale and others where you plug in the billings, the number of employees they supervise, and blah, blah, blah. And we use that as kind of a gauge of what should be paid to our management. So the least we can do is look at our employees and, you know, make sure that we're in that range. In particular, what this came up at the previous meeting was because Texas is a workers' rights state, and so we just want to make sure that everybody is in line with what we espouse, with what people are giving us their money to support, and but not anything like outlandish or anything like that. But we also want to be able to defend our position on what we are able to provide for our employees.
Wesley here.
Go ahead, Wesley. You're recognized.
We haven't gotten together, but as soon as Lydia sends me her phone number and a date, a time we can talk, I'm sure we're going to have a good, but basically what all I'm looking for is to ask all the employees their job title, date of employment, starting salary or starting wage, hours per week that they work, their current salary or hours and hours per week, a list of duties and responsibilities, and estimated hours devoted to those said duties, and also to know their insurance status. Are they receiving insurance, and if so, for how many people? And this is all information that we need so that we can. I mean, actually, the truth is, it could help us in our union negotiations. If you have, we certainly don't need to be padding the salaries, and I'm not saying that we are because we haven't looked at the data yet. But, you know, it's just facts are facts. And don't, you know, I agree with Lydia. We shouldn't read too much into it. But anyway, Lydia, you send me your phone number and or call me, and I'll tell you what I got. And thank you.
Okay. And we'll set something up for next time, because this was semi-resolved at the governance committee meeting. My concerns, not assuaged, but resolved. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any questions for committee members? Well, we still have a little time left. Okay.
I don't have a question, but I did have a comment I wanted to make. One of the things that I wanted to look at on this particular committee in terms of pay and scales is that I know that in New York City, at least I believe, that everybody gets paid union scale. And I think that that's probably a good way to judge or to look at how people are getting paid. If they're not being paid at union scale, then I think that that's a consideration that we should look at.
And duties as well. How many hats are they wearing?
This is Lydia. May I ask, Kathy, did you send me the contract?
I don't have permission to do that.
Oh, okay. I thought yours were public. The KPFA union contracts were public. So, anyway. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions or comments?
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, Teresa.
So you want me to report out that Wesley Bethune and Lydia are still attempting to get together, and they will be reviewing whether salaries are union scale. And Wesley's also very concerned to review job descriptions and what actually duties they are performing. Correct?
I don't know if he was concerned. Were you concerned, Wesley? I didn't get to...
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a factor that needs to be looked at as well. And also, whether they're insured, too, you know, it's like some part-time employees are insured, you know, and it's good to know who is and who isn't.
Just want the information. You're on this work group too, Teresa.
Yes.
And then Kathy.
Yeah, it's more. I mean, this is Lydia. I mean, I think more it's like a generic thing in terms of like mapping out on a grid the bennies and so forth, the benefits and whatever that were kind of consistent with Texas. It's an issue of everything in Texas is lower compared to L.A. and New York, for example. So
you know, rent and food and wages are lower than they were, so you can't compare them directly. But there are, like, all of these resources where you can kind of gauge the average salaries for nonprofits. And then, you know, as Kathy said, we can certainly peruse our own union contracts for the rest of the network as well to kind of gauge and just report, not make a determination, but we report back to the committee.
Okay.
Okay. So, Teresa, what would you like for Teresa to make a note of?
How about this? Hope to map out everything on a grid. Benefit dash benefits, insurance, union contracts, whether salaries are union scale, whether and
I would put not just union. That was Kathy's comment, but living wage.
Okay.
I like something a little bit more generic. And
so whether salaries are living wage. Okay.
Living wage slash union scale. You can do both. I'm not saying
okay.
One or the other.
Okay.
This
Alrighty.
Is Kathy. I may.
Okay. Go ahead, Kathy.
I have a comment. I think living wage is fine. The reason I brought up the issue about union scale is because you can have people who are doing the same work and not being paid the same pay if everyone is not working at the same scale. And so.
No, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I'm said use both.
Okay.
Like living wage slash union scale. Yeah, put both in the minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Question. Lydia, when are we expecting to get together?
Well, now that I've had my streaming issue settled, soon. Like, I will send out an email. Again, I'll be working on Saturday on everything KPFK Pacifica, so. Saturday, I'll send something out and see what, you know, find the dates on the calendar.
Okay. Well, I would, if you don't mind, if you can, please call me on that because I don't know when my computer's going to be.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I'll call you and Wesley.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Uh-huh.
I thought I heard Marcel's voice. Marcel, were you trying to speak?
Yeah, just briefly, I know that the quickest conversion for living wage is called the hour. It's called an hour diagram. How, you know, how many hours you have to work is generally how they figure out living wage. That was it.
The hour diagram. Okay. Thank you for that. All righty. Time is up. And Marcel, you and I, again, it's review bylaws regarding ADA compliance. Would you like to go, Marcel, and do the update?
Yeah, well, right now we're kind of in limbo. We're waiting to receive information from Arlene, who was on vacation last week. And can you hear me? I don't know whether I'm...
Yes, I hope it's been... Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, I'm always going... And now we're now trying to see whether or not Lynn in the national office can send us some information about ADA contracts and compliance that we've had in the past. So right now, I guess, Teresa, you might as well write that we're waiting to hear back from national office before we move forward.
All right.
Have anything, Mia?
No, nothing more to add. We finally, Lydia sent something that she has back to 2004, and I think the challenge the national office was having was trying to find the file that they conducted that inspection or whatever they call it. And they found the woman's name. They just haven't found the file. So I think they're going to try to contact her to see if we could get a copy of it. And let's compare that with what Lydia has.
Nia, I'm sorry. What was it? I'm just getting into my car.
What am I looking up in 2004?
You sent Marcel and me your information on the ADA?
Oh, correct. Yes.
That was done? Yes, I was just thanking you for that. And that we finally, in the national office, they found the name of the woman mm-hmm. and the company, so now they're going to try to contact her to see if we can get a
good.
Copy.
Okay.
It was quite expensive, too. It was like $30,000.
I'm confused a little bit. You're saying we found the name of the woman, but we haven't found the report?
Yeah. It was nothing.
I will contact Dwayne. I'm sure if there was a report,
he would have it.
Then he would have it.
Okay.
So
all right.
I will contact Dwayne.
Yeah, this is Tracy. I think I may know the whereabouts of that report as well.
Okay,
I can make an inquiry.
Okay, great. So if you have it, if you kind of send it to Marcella and me, we would greatly appreciate it.
Sure.
And
I don't, I don't have it, but I think that I know who might have it, and I can get it forwarded and sent on.
Yeah, thank you. And that leads us straight, well, thanks very much to everybody for their reports. It's much, much appreciated. And we're on to number 7, and Tracy spoke up and she got the first action item, which is Teresa spoke first. She's going to research the ADA report and Teresa. So those are two action items that we have. We're on to number 7, Teresa.
Uh-huh.
Are there any other action items? No, I don't have anything else written down here, an action item. Okay, so we're going to move on now to number 8, rescheduling
first,
meeting day.
Point of hello, Chair?
Yes.
Madam Chair,
did
you get everything? Last month, you had an action item that you were going to get the information from our HR firm. Did you get everything that you needed?
Arlene gave me the name of the person, yes. I have that.
Okay, I just wondered.
Yes. Yes, she gave me the name of the person, and I shared that with Marcel. Actually, Marcel sent me something first, and then Arlene, so we have that. Okay, can we go back to the next rescheduling meeting day? There, Andrea, are you still on?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Is Monday a good day for people?
No.
Okay.
What about Thursday? Is that bad?
No, Monday is not a good day.
Okay.
Thursday?
Does anybody know about Ali? I know Ali for the PNB meeting. He had written when we were doing that. Oh, geez. I forgot what he said. It was not good. I thought he said Thursday.
Yeah, that was me, Andrea here. What about Thursday? Is that good?
Well, the PNB meets twice a month on Thursday, so it would have to be one of the other Thursdays, but...
Okay. I have the KPFTX calendar up here, Andrea.
Uh-huh.
And every single solitary Thursday...
You will soon arrive at Coliseum Bark Station. Please remember to collect your luggage.
Somebody's on the BART.
No.
Running away, who's
me.
On the BART? every Thursday is booked.
I'm guilty. Sorry. I'm muting.
Wednesday is about the
I
best.
I forgot time. The envelope.
Unless we want to go back to Friday. I don't think folks want to do Friday.
No.
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 I heard a video on that one. She said no.
No.
Well, Andrea, you seem to be doing well tonight, and we're moving pretty quickly. So
I will be in and out of the call. So I just want to let you know that. Okay. All right.
Well, we're doing pretty well on time. So if you have to, I understand, you know, you got to pay the bills. I understand.
This is Lydia. Can you hear me?
Go ahead, Lydia. I can hear you now.
So does it depend on which week, or is it irrelevant on Wednesday?
Every Wednesday is a challenge for you. Right, Andrea?
Yes. Okay. It has been since I've been on the PMB. It has been since I've been on the PMB. It's always I can't, you know.
Well, this is Tracy. Just to make a suggestion, I don't have a calendar in front of me, so this may be a stupid suggestion, but the problems for me are the fiscal recovery thing meets on the 2nd and the 4th Monday, and the governance committee meets on the 3rd Monday, and those dates are set. If the 1st Monday is available, and I don't know that it is, that might be an option.
Is there anyone who cannot meet on a Monday?
I have problems with Mondays because I am chair of my local development committee, and we are working around every other national board meeting and every other local committee meeting.
Monday's out because we certainly need our secretary, so that's out.
Yeah. This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, yeah, withdraw the Monday. It was just a suggestion. I was trying to find some way to accommodate some other day of the week, but forget it.
No problem. Lydia, you're recognized.
Thank you. Oh, wait, are we still discussing Mondays? Because I can't do it on the...
So Monday's out.
Monday's out. Okay, and
Monday's
I don't
out.
Mind going back. Nobody wanted Friday? I don't mind Friday. I mean, I don't love it, but
can't
I...
Can't do it.
Some objections, Lydia. There was a resounding no. So, Andrea, it looks like if we move the meeting pretty quickly, then, you know...
That's okay. I can always just catch up and check in with you some other time, okay? No problem. It sounds like we got a rhythm going here, so let's keep it up, okay?
Yes, thank you. And I'll try my best to shepherd us to make sure that we move along quickly. So that
I
you
do
know
have a question.
You do wonderfully.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do have a question. Is this a permanent conflict for Ali?
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
No.
It's just a this night conflict.
No, it's not. I think his conflict day was Thursday. George's was Wednesday, if my memory serves me correctly, which it usually does pretty often. All
right. Yeah, that sounds right.
On to the most exciting item is the last item, and it's to adjourn to executive session. And we are ahead of schedule. Is there any objection to doing that? Okay.
No.
Hearing none. I will see you in the executive session. Everyone has the number?
So this is time certain. Does that mean that we're adjourning at 9:23, but our executive session is not going to start until 9:45?
No. I think I can get unanimous consent. That's the timer. I think we get unanimous consent to go right away by 9:24. Is that okay with everybody? You would need 2/3, but I don't think anybody's going to object to getting off the meeting within an hour and 15 minutes like we've been doing all of last year. Is there any objection to that? Okay, hearing none, I will meet you on the executive session in 1 minute. Okay? Thank you.